1450 KBMW.
It's Friday. Oh, feels so good just to say that. April 17th going on. We got clouds. We got 32 degrees. And we got Brianna Koval in here. Wilkin County Emergency Services, not recycling. But we can mention that.
We can. We can do the can total from yesterday.
Yeah. How did you do yesterday, by the way?
So yesterday was not as good as Tuesday. If you remember on Tuesday, we did about 1,800 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a great day. Yesterday, we did 1,695, so 1,695
which
pounds.
Still isn't
so really
bad.
Close.
Yeah.
Yes, it was still a really good day. 1,300 of those we did within the first 2 hours of being open.
Wow.
Yep. There was an individual waiting at the door. He got there, I bet, an hour and a half before we opened, by sheer mistake, thinking that we opened earlier. On weekdays, just so you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, we open at 10. Saturdays, we open at noon. He had the wrong time in his head. That's totally fine. So he sat and waited with 612 pounds worth of aluminum.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And aluminum, I mean, you know how much that takes to get to 600 pounds.
It took a couple of years is what it took.
That's amazing.
So again, we're open again on Saturday from 8 until noon, 42 cents a pound. If you bring in more than 100 pounds, it's 44 cents a pound. If you donate any quantity of your aluminum to any of the organizations we collect for, it'll always be that premium price of 44 cents a pound all April long. So enough with that.
Enough with that.
Because it is Severe Weather Awareness Week still.
It is truly, yep, and I heard the sirens yesterday.
Yes, sirens went off twice yesterday, 1:45 in the afternoon and 6:45 in the evening for everyone to practice their severe weather safety drills. However, it is the last day of Severe Weather Awareness Week, and the topic of the day is extreme heat. But the irony behind
that, yeah, it
is
it just dripping with irony, isn't
yep,
it?
If you look at the radar, it might snow in a few hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're just going to take it for what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
The severe weather topic of the day is extreme heat. So just be aware in those summer months.
Having said that, though, walking outside yesterday, it was like, all right,
yep,
it's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yesterday felt like summer. It felt like a hairdryer in the face because it was 82 degrees
it was
and windy.
Good. Yeah.
Which was nice, but I actually enjoyed the fact that it got cooler again. I need to be tempered when it gets towards summer.
100%.
Like, let's just gradually increase the temperature. Yeah. I can't do 40 degrees one day and 82 the next.
100%.
It just doesn't compute.
Right there with you. Yeah.
But when we do start to have those 80 degree, 90 degree, 95 degree days this summer, just keep in mind all of those heat awareness activities, such as doing your activities outside early in the morning, late in the evening, avoiding those high temperature hours, making sure you're drinking plenty of fluids, and then being mindful of the heat index. Now you're going to say, well, what actually is the heat index?
That was going to be my next question. Yeah.
It is when you factor in the temperature plus the relative humidity, which is going to give you the feels like temperature. So hot and humid day, if it's 90 degrees, you're going to have a heat index of well over 100. So it's just, how does it feel? How is your body going to react to
mm-hmm.
it? Because you really want to make plans based on the heat index versus the actual temperature. Because the heat index is going to impact you more because of that humidity.
And so, no heat stroke. Stay
no
away from
stroke.
That. That is not
exactly.
pleasant.
Not something we really need to be concerned about today, but once July and August hit, we'll see those heat advisories
right.
on a fairly regular basis most summers.
Well, we got a little taste yesterday. That's what I'm saying. The weather might be kind of sketchy this weekend, but
it's just so funny that we're talking about heat indices and snow all in the same conversation.
It's where we live.
But, you know, just if you need any advice on severe weather safety or severe weather awareness, go to the Wilkin County Emergency Management Facebook page. We were posting on there all week long about different topics related to severe weather. So just take a look back if you missed a few, and you can get all your information on there. Otherwise, go to the Wilkin County website, wilkincounty.gov/emergency, and that'll take you to the emergency management portion of our webpage, and there's plenty of information on there as well that can help you prepare for severe weather.
Right, and get your can out to recycling tomorrow.
Yes, please.
And it's all indoors, so you won't blow away.
Absolutely. Indoor, temperature controlled.
Beautiful.
Be patient if there's a line. Open tomorrow from 8 until noon.
Which there probably
Otherwise,
will be.
Otherwise, next week, Tuesday, Thursday, again from 10 to 6.
We'll see you Monday.
Absolutely.
You have the best weekend ever.
You as well.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Brianna Koval, we're talking Wilkin County emergency services here as we do every Friday. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
My baby born.